I trust them, and yet I don't know. Something about the sisters that I just can't put my finger on. You see all those different things about us. The earth, the sky, the trees, other human beings. We forget that they're nothing. They're nothing but cosmic electricity. We are playing out a drama of good and evil in this world, but we forget that everything, that our flesh, that this light bulb, the electricity that makes the light bulb glow, that the wood in this desk, the iron in this 38 are all made of God. Matter as we know it, when you get right down to it, is nothing but an illusion.
South Street hasn't changed much since I was a kid. White Castle coffee shop, all-night jazz clubs, barbecue joints. You get some great smells walking on South Street. And some great sounds. I found the Blue Rose. When I stepped inside, I found myself looking eye to eye at a woman with a sweet angelic smile. And with little red horns sticking out of the top of her head.
I see you are intrigued by Eshu.
What is she, devil or angel?
A little of both.
She's a goddess.
Yes. Eshu is from Brazil, Bahia.
A goddess of Candomblé.
Yes, Candomblé. How did you know?
What about the masks over there? Haitian?
Yes.
Looks like the real stuff.
Oh, yes. Many of these are very old. They were used in ceremonies as part of their worship to their gods.
You have anything from Malta?
Why do you ask?
I'm looking for a statuette, about 10 inches high, made of rock, also very old.
And this statuette? What is it exactly?
It's a goddess. It's...
Who's that?
What?
Looking in the window.
I don't see anyone.
He was outside looking in.
Who are you?
You met my father, Mick Noble, Private Eye.
Oh, we were sad to hear of his transition.
Transition? To where?
Transition to the astral.
Oh, the astral, yeah. Look, what do you know about the Maltese goddess?
Why do you want to know?
Mick was trying to find it. He was...
Ida! Is something wrong?
I don't know. That's a den out there. You've seen it before?
No, I don't think so.
Something's funny.
Why do you say that?
Get down!
What are you...
Get down! You okay?
I think so.
What'd you do? Shortchange someone?
I don't understand.
You got some unhappy customers.
Oh, no me revelado de nosso pai operante.
Why were they spraying the place with lead?
The deck de nosso pai operante.
Well, what's that? Some kind of prayer?
A prayer of thanks to the protective spirits.
Yeah, I could do with a few protective spirits myself.
But you already have one.
Yeah, sure. Well, they sure made a nice mess. Bums put a hole in your voodoo drum.
Oh, let me see. Savladi Tout bagay se panse
What's that mean?
It means everything is thought.
The house that you live in, the window, the stair. The body you live in, the clothing you wear. The light of day, the dark of night. Behold, all you know is nothing but thought. Nothing but thought. Javadim, baba, badi ya baba, haba he. Suppose you are sleeping, you're dreaming, you're walking. You walk up a street and go into a shop. You're dreaming, you're sleeping, you're dreaming, you're shopping. And outside a black sedan pulls up and stops. Pulls up and stops. All of a sudden, there's a loud burst of gunfire. The glass breaks, the dance speeds away. You've had this dream before. Shabi Abeba, ah, but in this dream you are heard.
Speak at me.
You suffer fear, you suffer pain.
I suffer fear, I suffer pain.
You are taken to the dream, doctor.
Can you help me, doc?
He takes out the bullets, he takes out the pain.
Am I gonna live?
You're going to live. So what happened to you in dreamland? What happened?
I walked down the street. I went into a shop. A sedan pulled up front. And then I got shot. I felt fear, I felt pain. The dream doctor came and took out the bullet and took out the pain. I'm alive.
But all this was nothing, nothing but thoughts in your dreams. So then you will wake up. Then you will wake up and say, there was no shop, no black sedan, there was no dark, no fear, no pain, there was no bullet, it was nothing, but a dream. But in dreamland, you had to see the dream doctor to take out the bullet, the pain. But in dreamland, the difference between the bullet, the gun, the doctor, the pain is nothing, nothing, nothing but dreams. Jabba heba la beba, dea beba bea.
What's the point of this dream?
You are now dreaming this world. You are now dreaming this body.
Those weren't dream bullets they were shooting.
Yes, I know.
So I'm supposed to believe someone shoots at me and that's my delusion?
No, no, not a delusion. Not while you're still dreaming this cosmic dream.
So we're all part of God's cosmic dream.
Yes.
Yeah, but I still got a body that can be shot full of holes.
As long as you are in this body, still dreaming this cosmic dream they call reality. Remember, even dream thoughts can be dangerous.
So the cavalry finally arrives.
Little Ida.
Hello, McNulty.
What are you doing here?
Shopping.
On South Street?
Sure.
Don't move. I'll get back to you. You, this your place?
Yes.
You see who did it?
It happened too fast.
It was a black sedan, a 37 Packard, one driver and one punk with a Tommy gun.
Get a look at their mugs?
Too many shadows.
And you?
No.
Get a license number?
What are you kidding? We were hugging the floor.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask this once more. Why are you here?
Because I'm a woman. What do? We go shopping.
Look, sister, get smart with me and I'll run you downtown.
Miss
so
Noble,
quick.
Please don't forget your drum.
Oh, yeah. What do I owe?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing.
That drum's got a hole in it.
So we all got holes. So what?
Button up your lip. Let me see your purse.
Here, look.
You better not be carrying.
I wish I was.
Don't get any bright ideas.
I went back to the office. The door was wide open. The place was torn apart. All of Nick's things I'd packed into boxes had been dumped out on the floor. I found his dictaphone kicked under the desk. It still worked.
When we see pictures of tragedy and drama and comedy on the movie screen, we forget that all the characters are nothing more than electricity, vibrating forms of light. It's the same when we see all the different things about us, you know, the earth, the sky, and the trees. Other human beings and, you know, creatures. We forget that they're nothing but God, the cosmic electricity.
Am I disturbing you?
What?
The door was open.
Yeah.
Oh my. What confusion.
Well, I was just trying to teach a couple of rhinos how to do the mambo.
I see.
I think one lesson's enough.
Is anything missing?
You tell me.
I hope none of your father's artifacts have been removed.
Don't worry, Court. You're getting your money's worth.
Are you any closer to finding my goddess?
Well, apparently someone thinks I am. Yeah? Nick Noble's office.
Is this little Ida?
Who's asking?
Are you Nick's kid?
Yeah, I'm Nick's kid.
You looking for the Maltese goddess?
Who's this?
Shoes?
Shoes?
You want the goddess? Meet me down at the harbor.
Where?
You know Willie's old place down on the wharf?
Willie's, yeah.
Tonight. Midnight.
So, was it you who rearranged my furniture?
Listen, Toots, they're gonna rearrange you if you get in their way.
Who is?
Maybe I'll tell you. Midnight. And come alone.
Huh.
A friend? Or foe?
Why the visit, Court?
To evaluate your progress.
Well, it's like you said. It's all shadows and light. It's like a movie, the hero and the villain, good and evil. And we are the audience and the actors. It's all shadows and light.
Without shadows, without light, there could be no picture. Evil is the shadow that converts God's light into pictures. Evil is the shadow of God that makes the play possible.
It's all shadows and light.
The dark shadows of evil are mixed with the pure white beam of the virtues of God. Evil is the shadow that converts God's light.
It's all shadows and light.
The director of a movie sees the murder and the suffering.
The director of a movie sees the comedy and the drama
as a way to create interest for you, the audience.
It's all shadows and light.
It's all shadows and light. He stands apart from the play and directs.
He stands apart from the play and observes.
God wants us to know
we are the actors in his cosmic show.
God wants us to know
we are only actors in the cosmic show.
Go back to the booth of the infinite, from which you can see the projection of all the cosmic movies.
Then you won't be troubled by God's creation.
Then you won't be troubled by God's little play.
It's
it's all shadows and light. 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 It's all shadows and light.
There's nothing like a nice stroll down to the harbor at midnight. The damp chill seeping through your clothes and the fog so thick you couldn't tell if you were taking a long walk down a short pier. And to top it off, you felt like you were someone's sucker bait.
Shoes? You out there in this soup? It's Ida, Nick's kid.
You alone?
Yeah, I'm alone.
Come closer. You were looking for the Maltese goddess?
No, I'm just down here to suck in some fog.
Cute.
All right. Do you know who's got the goddess?
Maybe.
Who?
First, you gotta know something.
Yeah?
It belongs to me.
The fop might differ about that.
It was never his.
The fop says it was stolen from him.
The weasel lied. The real one was heisted from some museum in Munich. I ought to know. I brought it in.
You brought it in through customs?
Yeah.
How?
It was inside some cheap plaster Buddha.
Who hired you?
Fingers, Finocchio.
Fingers? Why did he want it?
Because he was contacted by the fop.
We talking about the same fop?
Cortland Van Retchen.
The third?
The third, but the sisters also won.
Who's the sisters?
You met one, Madame LaRue.
Oh, you the one who shot up her place?
Nah, that was some outside muscle.
Yeah, who?
I don't know.
So you're... There's somebody over there.
Where?
Over there.
I don't see no one. There's nobody. You trying to spook me?
I saw someone.
You saw some post sticking out.
So you don't have the statue?
No.
But you know who's got it?
Maybe.
Who?
Maybe you.
Oh, yeah. That's news to me.
I gave it to Nick.
What?
Fingers wasn't very happy. He was looking for me.
Let me get this straight. Fingers hired you to pick it up in Munich and bring it in through customs?
That's what I do. That's why they call me Shoes.
Uh-huh. So you give the statue to Nick to hold... And you start a bidding between the sisters and the fop?
Nah, you got it all wrong.
Well, why don't you just tell me?
There was a phony, a decoy, the sisters owned.
A replica of the Maltese goddess?
Yeah, but it was sold, so it looked real. The deal was this. The sisters give me the
Replica.
Yeah, the phony. I give it to Fingers, who thinks it's the real McCoy, and he sells it to the fop.
And you sell the real goddess to the sisters?
Yeah.
So what went wrong?
Nick died.
Yeah, so?
The fop figured out he bought a fake.
And then?
He complains to Fingers. Fingers looks for me. I skip town.
Where's the real Maltese goddess?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. I must have missed something here. I thought you gave it to Nick.
I put it in a locker in the bus station and gave Nick the key.
You gave Nick the key?
In case anything happened.
Why did you trust Nick?
Me and Nick and Fingers, we go way back.
So you tore up Nick's office looking for the key?
Wasn't me.
No?
No, I know where the key is.
Where?
In the locker.
Wait a minute.
The key's back and the locker's empty.
And Nick had the key?
Yeah, I just said I gave Nick the key. Huh. Nick double-crossed me.
Double-crossed a double-crosser?
I want that statue. It's mine, you understand me, Toots?
Who are you going to sell it to this time?
I want it back, okay?
And what do I get out of this?
10%.
Oh. Finder's fee?
Sure.
How about finder's keepers?
Don't be stupid.
Stupid like you?
Ida, you cheap
Don't
little slut.
Don't even try. Move your paw away from your jacket. This is real and it's loaded.
Put that gun away.
50-50.
What?
I find the Maltese goddess. We split the take. 50-50.
Sure, sure.
You got nothing. You got nothing to lose. You want to sing me a song?
I don't sing.
I'll bet. See you around, Shoes.
I hadn't seen Nick in almost 20 years. But I remember him as being straight with his clients. Double-crossing a sleaze like Shoes? How's that balance on the great morality scale? Not bad.
I hadn't thought about her for a long time. Seeing fingers opened old wounds. I don't know. You see a soul adrift in this world without a purpose or meaning, and when that soul is your own child.
Oh, God, Nick. Don't haunt me. Help me. Tell me something I want to hear.
As we know it, matter is an illusion. What we see are not solid rocks, or towering trees, or flowing rivers, human beings, each different from all others. Behind their appearances are whirling masses of atoms. Even the atoms are illusions, for behind them lies an ocean of energy manifesting itself through the atoms as rocks and trees, water, animals, human beings. And behind that cosmic energy are the thoughts of God. God dreamed the universe into existence.
She did not feel the pain as the serpent's poison flowed into her chest. She did not feel the venom pass through her body as she watched, as she hovered.
Statue?
Yeah.
Nobody knows nothing.
Look, I need a simple favor.
What?
Tell me to go see Madame LaRue.
Yeah.
When I was there...
The Black 37 Packard pulled up and let loose with a Tommy gun.
When you was in there?
I was in there.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. But who did it, Fingers?
I heard it was a couple of punks from out of town.
Yeah, well, who hired them?
Now, what'd I know?
Well, find out, will you?
Why?
Why? You sent me there.
10 minutes later, they're spraying the place with lead, and I'm hugging the floor like a cockroach, and you ask why?
Yeah, okay, all right. You know, you're a lot like Nick. Sure, I'll ask around.
Don't just ask around, Fingers.
Find out, okay?
Sure, sweetheart. For Nick.
Thanks, Uncle.